Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian.
FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
And more.
105.7 CFW.
Now you marry me, your father will dis- You Happy holidays from 105.7 CFW.
From the Valley's Fun Station, 105.7 CFW.
Down like an arm again in flame. What a shame, the ones who died without a name.
traveling for the holidays? Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere with the free Civic Media app. Just search Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, in the Google Play or App Store and keep the fun going.
CFW.
Every time I think of you, I always catch my breath, and I'm still standing here, and you're miles away, and I'm wondering why you left, and there's a storm that's raging through my frozen heart tonight. I hear your name in certain circles, and it always makes me smile. I spend my time thinking about you, and it's almost driving me wild. And there's a heart that's breaking down this long distance line tonight.
Save 30 to 50% off gift certificates from local businesses with Chippewa Valley Big Deals. Go to WCFW.FM.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got. Set them free at the break of dawn, till one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message. Something's out there.
summer sky. 99 red balloons go by.
This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day, yeah, yeah. But
stalking islands in the sun. I wish I could buy one out of season, but don't.
You dropped the bomb on me, baby. Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
Little man. she fell in love. What is the feeling taking over? Misguided heart, misplaced smart. Miss, if you wanna use that line, you better not start. No, but she miscalculated. She didn't wanna end up jaded. And this miss decided not to miss out on true love. So, by changing her misconceptions, she went in a new direction. And found inside, she felt a connection. She felt
to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. As whooping cough continues to spread, Wisconsin has seen one of the worst outbreaks in the country. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Wisconsin trails only New York and Pennsylvania in the number of reported cases. Department of Health Services data shows nearly 2,400 reported cases this year, a huge increase from the 51 reported cases last year. Nationwide, the number of whooping cough cases are the highest they've been since 2014, and in Wisconsin, they're the highest they've been since 2012. Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection officials are reminding residents to be wary of potential scams during the holiday season. This time of year is a particularly popular time for residents to donate money to local nonprofits to give back for the holidays, but officials are warning that some scammers may attempt to pose as nonprofit representatives. Residents should confirm that the organization they're donating to is legitimate, and DATCP officials recommend donating directly to known local organizations. With the holiday season winding down, Eau Claire officials are reminding residents of their Merry Mulch Christmas Tree Recycling Program. According to city officials, the recycling program will be open through January 31st, and the service is free for any Eau Claire resident to take advantage of. The green waste facility that will accept the trees is on Jeffers Road, and parks officials are reminding residents to remove all of the lights, tinsel, and ornaments before bringing it to the recycling center. The mulch will be used for gardens or as fuel. A Chautauqua woman accused of vehicular homicide stemming from a fatal accident earlier this year has entered a not guilty plea. According to court documents, 57-year-old Barbara McLennan was charged with homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle in March following the fatal crash in Dunn County on February 25th. Law enforcement authorities say the crash occurred near Highway F, and their initial investigation found McLennan had attempted to pass a vehicle moving slowly in front of her, causing the head-on collision. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley Weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory for low visibilities through tomorrow morning. Cloudy, foggy, drizzle, and lows in the mid-30s tonight. Rain developing for tomorrow and tomorrow night. Highs in the low 40s. Clouds to start Saturday, then some late-day sun. Highs around 40. Currently 35 degrees.
CFW.
CFW.
Down that rocky road,
had our doubts. We never took them seriously. And we've had our ins and outs. But that's the way it's supposed to be. We thought about giving up.
Giving up.
We could never stay.
Too many times.
Oh, oh, oh,
home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire.
Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW.